the 9to5 Google Daily for March 15th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, Google has today announced that Android Wear is being rebranded as Wear OS. We at 9to5 Google first caught wind of this change all the way back in 2016 via an anonymous tip, so it's good to see it finally come to fruition. While an update is rolling out to a couple dozen smartwatches in the coming weeks, it doesn't really pack much in terms of functionality. For now, this seems purely cosmetic. Tune into our Alphabet Scoop podcast on Saturday to hear more about what we've learned about Google's plans for wearables. Next up, Nest has made a few significant announcements today. First, the company says that the Nest Hello doorbell that it unveiled last fall is finally available to buy on Nest's website and at various retailers. The Nest Yale lock is also available as of today. More interestingly, perhaps, is that Nest threw in the announcement of an entirely new product. The new Nest temperature sensor pairs up with your Nest thermostat to sense temperature in specific rooms and allows you to prioritize your house temperatures in those rooms. Finally, we got our hands on a dog food build of Android Messages 3.1 and did an exclusive APK Insight post on it today. Version 3.1, which will presumably be released in the coming weeks, prepares Android P support, gift search, more smart replies, and Google accounts for the app's forthcoming web client. There's also a brand new icon that represents the new Android Messages for Web, which pops up next to a Use Android Messages for Web prompt. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.